The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You do not interrupt me! You are scum! I should fire you and burn down your friggin' house! I am this close to raping you!
Good morning, turd knockers, and welcome to the broadcast. Yes, I logged some time this weekend searching the worldwide ultranet for the funny, and this is what I found on funnyordie.com. You know Topher Grace from That 70s Show, and of course Kate Bosworth is a famous movie actress. Imagine these two in a very touching scene with who could possibly be the worst director ever.
Mom, just be okay.
Yes, of course it is.
That's my girl.
Of course it can.
Ben. I came as soon as I heard.
I have to start treatment immediately.
We're gonna fight this. We are gonna fight this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else. I would hate to be cancer right now.
Oh. It's not there, guys. You, come here.
Hey, you know, I was thinking maybe it felt like a little rushed. By the way, can I just say what an unbelievable honor it is to finally be working with you?
Yeah, great. Where's the subtext? You do know what subtext is, right?
I think I do, yeah.
You're not just concerned that she's sick.
Okay, right.
Right? This is the woman that you really want to fuck. That you just want to fuck the shit out of.
Okay.
You want to spread those ass cheeks apart and go to town. Dick style.
Okay, are we still talking about the hospital scene?
No. You're talking about the hospital scene. I'm talking about the subtext. See, I'm making art here. Remember, when you see those tits, your flaccid cock could be tied to 10, 100-pound weights. It doesn't matter. Your prick is getting hard. Those weights are coming up off the ground, and you're about to tear up that pussy motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And now she's got cancer. It's like tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Are you clear?
I'm too clear. I wish that I was less clear.
Let's shoot this, huh? Okay.
Holy shit.
Let's do this, folks. And this time, let's make it count, okay?
Ben.
I came as
good.
We didn't really do much of the scene.
This is hard because I just respect you so much as an artist.
Okay, thank you.
Remember, when you first see him at the start of the scene, you're very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, you are still devastated.
Yeah, well, she's just been diagnosed with cancer.
No, because his pants are on and you want that dick. That's all you can think about. Getting that dick and your dick sucking mouth.
Okay,
I... You want to put bristles on his cock, brush your teeth with it for 5 years, and then floss with his pubic hair. You want to duck into a dirty hospital closet and gobble down that dong like it's a cancer-curing Snickers bar. I'm sorry. Is this over your head?
No.
At all?
I'm not really sure what's happening.
You,
just
you know what's happening, because you're a happening actress, and this is a happening scene.
Okay.
Gobble on that dick.
All right.
All right. Let's make this count, or I'm going to fucking kill myself. Just kidding.
Ben...
God damn it.
Look, I'm sorry. It's almost done, okay? We almost got it. You.
Was I doing something wrong?
Your daughter. She's dying, right?
Yes.
I want you to grapple with that stout and selfless joy over her finding love mixed with an empty ennui of the innate loneliness of life.
Don't.
Just imagine that you're wearing a cum beard. A gallon of cum. An area where a fucking beard would grow.
Wow.
Yep.
You are a terrible director.
You're quite right, Santa cum. All right, we are rolling.
Mom, I'm fine. Just be okay. Ben.
I came as soon as I heard.
You're about to come a whole lot harder and bear your cock in my face. Oh, I have cancer.
Oh, yeah? Did somebody need me to fuck the cancer right out of their pussy?
Cut! Now that's what I call art!
Oh, wow. Offensive. But yet, I'm still thinking Oscar nod. Guess we'll just have to wait and see. I had a wonderful weekend. Got to go to the Rays game with my little niece and nephew on Friday and watch the Rays whoop up on some Yankee butt, which was nice. At one point, I had my nephew on one knee and my niece on the other knee, and I was bouncing them up and down to the beat of the music, and we got up on the Jumbotron. They got a big thrill out of that. Good times. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. You can get in touch with me via the email at timlrice.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at VOChameleon. That's it. Till next time, don't get any on ya. The lady then, she covered me with roses. She blew my nose, and then she blew my mind.
Shut up!